Our toast is here in Gittin, Daf Dalid Amud Aleph, points out a phenomenon. Toast is here points to Gemara Yevamos. Rabbi Chanan points to two other Gemaras, both in Bava Basra, that all seem to make the same point. As our toast is here puts it, and Daf Dalid Amud Aleph, Afa Pisha Davar Emes Ein Lasos Ela Be'e Discussion. Even though something is true, you're not allowed to act without kosher testimony. Beis Din is not allowed to issue a psak that is true, but based on improper testimony. Tosa says it's wrong. Or Beis Din to issue a psak that is factually correct, but the edus isn't right. So you listen to that, you say, well, how would I even know? The whole point of standards of edus, going back to the very beginning of the year, the rule, the concepts of bira and hanhaga, the whole notion of standards of edus, and two edim is typically the gold standard, the highest level of bira. The whole point of standards of edus is that I need to know what the facts are. I don't know what the facts are. I have a suffix, so I'll try to be mevarer the suffix. What better way to mevarer the suffix than to have two edim? So how does Tosis's concept even get off the ground? It's wrong to paskin, even if your facts are right, but your rayas are inappropriate. The edus that you're relying on is possible. Edus is possible, so how do I know that I'm right? So Tosis has three different gemaras, all of which capture this. He said, either it's a question of how, or a question of who, or a question of when. And many of them are gzeiros. You remember the Gemara Yevamos, Rabban Aleph and Beis, said we better not. They write a whole backstory, trying to understand why Shtar Kiddushin doesn't have Zman the same way that a get has a Zman. If according to Yochanan, the point of a get having the Zman is that we'll know in case Rachman Litzlan an act of znus occurred, we'll be able to determine definitively was the woman in question married to someone other than the boyfriend or not at the time. So, zman and a get, zman and shtar kiddushin, they both look over equally useful. How come Chazal were masakim in our masechta daf yitzayin zman and a get, but not zman and shtar kiddushin? So the Gemara said it explained that Yevamos daf lamed aleph different explanations. And the second explanation was it's impractical. Why is it impractical? A woman has a get that proves that she's no longer married. So particularly if Rachman Litzlan, she has a tendency towards Ziv, she's going to want to hold on to that document. She's going to want to produce that document. So it's in her best interest to hold on to that document in a secure fashion. Shtar Kiddushin, the Gemara says, she's not. If Rachman Litzlan, she's a woman with a tendency towards Niyuv, she's not necessarily going to hold on to that document in a secure fashion. That document works against her. It demonstrates that she's married. Who's going to hold on to the Shtar? The Eidim. The Gemara says, no, we couldn't do that. Neither Rabbanan. Why? Achshash. What's Achshash? We're going to allow the Eidim to have the Shtar. The Shtar is accurate. But it might lead to telling the Eidim that you are the ones who are meant to hold on to the shtar, might lead them to tell us the date of the Kiddushin based on reading in the shtar without remembering. And that would be a problem with PML and Piksavim. It's inappropriate testimony if they're telling us data that they don't actually remember, they just saw in the shtar. Tosa says, one second. I'm not concerned, because we're dealing with a Dindra Rabbanan about a hypothetical case, so the case that we're worried about is the case where the facts are true, but the Eidim are telling us truth in an inappropriate way. They're violating the rules of Eidim. But we have no concern that the facts aren't true. We're talking about writing a legitimate shtar. It's going to have a legitimate, correct date. But maybe it'll lead to, we'll give the shtar to the Eidim, maybe they'll end up reporting truth, but in an improper methodology. That's Tosis. So why are you worried about that? What's the concern? They'll come to Beis Din, they'll tell Beis Din the truth, but technically the Eidim was incorrect. But you know and I know, in this hypothetical case, that the facts are telling the truth. They looked at it on a shtar, and they told us what it says in the shtar. So what's so terrible? That's a question of how. How they're delivering the testimony. It's mipi ksavim rather than BPM. The Gemara in Bava Basra, the ninth parak, Kuf Nintes, had discussed the question of who? A situation of Krovim, several cases of Krovim. The Gemara said, we're not worried about necessarily that the Krovim are lying. Sometimes a Karov is a concern of Sheker. You know, you're being sued for $500,000, so you bring your brother, your brother-in-law, to say that you don't owe the money, so we may or may not be so convinced that your brother or brother-in-law is really being honest. He's really being honest, or he's trying to, blood is thicker than water, he's just trying to save his family some money. So we're not sure, but the Gemara makes it clear that Karov is not only possible because of a Chashash Meshaker. It's true. In many cases, there might be a Chashash Meshaker, but Karov is, Psul Karov Leidus is Exer Sakasim, where it says. Where it says, Reuven and Moshe and Aaron, highly believable individuals. And yet, Karov postulates. Gzer is HaMelech, the Gemara says. Better Gershom stresses it more there. The Gemara essentially says it. Gzer is HaMelech. The Gemara talks about a case where you become related later. You become related later. I sign a shtar for you. Reuven signs a shtar on behalf of Shimon. You know, a shtar about Shimon. Shimon and Levi are doing some deal. Reuven is one of the witnesses. And then subsequently, Reuven marries Shimon's daughter. Now Reuven is Nasa Chasana. Reuven became Shimon's son-in-law. So the Gemara says, we accept the shtar, because at the time the Reuven signed it, he wasn't yet related to Shimon. But we wouldn't accept Reuven's edus that his signature is accurate. He cannot be Mekayim his own signature. Someone else has to. Where's the shtar? There's not much chash mashaker. So I said, yeah, it's a rule. Because there's some elf, like Moshe and Aaron, it's a rule. Once you're a carver, you're postulatus. So here's that's case number two. It's a question of who. We don't believe you, even though we're convinced that the facts are true. We still will be wrong to accept your edus. And finally, the earlier in Bava Basra, Kuf Yud Gimel, Kuf Yud Dalet, that complicated Gemara we had discussed the other day. But Ein Eid Nasa Dayim. If the three people came to visit a fellow who's at death's door, and the Shchiv Mera, the fellow who's in the process, who thinks he's passing away, and in this case ultimately does, tells them he wants to give them his final instructions about how to dispose of his assets, he wants to make a matna shivra. This one, this piece of armor should go to this one, and that car should go to that one, and so on and so forth. So the Gemara says, if you give him a base, if you dial him an alpha, Bava Basra, that if there are three Jews who are there, so they could serve as dayanim, and then they don't have to be made in front of any other beis din. If there are three Jews there, and it's daytime, which is the time that you can have yeshiva's beis din, then they serve as dayanim, and it's all done. But if it's night, if it's only two, okay, so they're just Aiden. Or if it's nighttime, but there are three. Since you can't be Shiva's Bezim Balayla, they only serve as Aiden. Now they served as Aiden, tomorrow morning, they need to find some other Bezim. Ein Eid Nasa Dayim. So once again, the question of why? So they saw it at night. And therefore, they know it just as well as if they would have seen it during the day. They know it for sure. So why can't they judge based on their own idea? No, because you're already Eidim. So what? So again, three Gemaras, Tosas quotes a Gemara Yavamas, Rabbi Chana has two Gemaras in Bava Basra, all three indicate it's wrong to adjudicate a case based on information, even if you know the information is true, you got it through invalid form of testimony. Well, the invalid form because it was Mipik Savam, the Eidim read it from the Shtar instead of knowing on their own, or invalid form of edus because of who they are, because they happen to be Krovim, even though we believe them, or invalid form in terms of when. Dayanim saw it at night, so then they're edim, then they have to be made to someone else. But if they've seen it during the day, then they could be Dayanim. If they saw it at night, they still know it just as well. So all three Gemaras indicate there's something wrong. There's something wrong with giving a psak, even though you know the facts are true. And the question is, why? I'm absolutely convinced the facts are true. And Rabbi Chanan adds a Rambam. Fantastic. He says, the Rambam says, in Perek Nigmar, Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos, Amram writes in Masechah Sanhedrin, Perek Vav Mishnah Beis, Rambam writes, let's say Yishayahu HaNavi comes down from the mountain. No, but doesn't come down from the mountain and say, Nachlo, Nachlo. He comes down from the mountain and tells you should know
that I just saw b'mara ha-nevua, I was just told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'nevua that Elisha lent Yoilish $500,000 last week, and the loan is due today. Yishayahu Anavi tells us b'nevua that he knows the facts are such that Yoel owes Elisha, what do we say, $500,000 due today. Yishayahu Anavi. If Yishayahu Anavi told me that today on Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me that the whole Rosh Shah, today on Shabbos you have to be Mechal Shabbos, you have the Chiyuv D'oraisa to listen to. A Chiyuv D'oraisa Elav Tishma'un. The Rambam takes great pains to stress this in the introduction to Pirush Mishnayos. The halacha demands that once someone is a certified Navi, how you certify Navi is a separate conversation, once someone is a certified Navi, I'm a chayiv to listen to his instructions. He cannot tell me that amidst the halacha permanently changed. He cannot tell me even temporarily to vayi avodah zarah. But the Navi tells me, like Eliyahu Bar Carmel, today, we're going to have Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to bring karbanos outside Beis HaMikdash. I'm a chayiv to listen. Eliyahu Navi tells me, Yishayahu Navi tells me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, for today, you should eat a ham sandwich. Not only am I allowed to, I'm a chayiv to. If I don't, I'm a chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. A love to Shmaun. I have a chiyuv to, once he's a certified Navi, I have a chiyuv to believe him and act on his instructions. And yet, the Rambam writes, the same Maimonides, in the same commentary to the Mishnah, but now we're moving from the Hakadama to Pirush HaMishnayos to Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Vav. He says, he learned you say for Yehoshua, you know that Yehoshua killed Achan based on a goral. That was Harasha. That was a one-time rule, Benavua. But that's not the way we normally roll. If you should Torasenu Torasa MS, Eina Mechayevas Misa Lachote Behodasa, over there, Velo Begoral. There, Achan, two things happened. The goral indicated that Achan had taken from Chayim Yericho, and then he himself admitted. Rami says that's not typical. Typically, you need a regular Eidim. V'lo al pi chazon Navi shu asa oso hamasa. If a Navi comes and says, I know that Eliakim Getzel was Mechal Shabbos, this past Shabbos, we're not going to give Eliakim Getzel Misa based on the Navi. If the Navi comes and says, I know that Yoel borrowed $500,000 from Elisha and the loan is due today, I know it b'mara nevuah, we will, Bezdin will not say, okay, y'all, you got to pay. Even though if the same Navi came and told me, Kadosh Baruch Hu told me that today you have to eat a ham sandwich for lunch, we would absolutely, l'shem shamayim, eat a ham sandwich. That would be tzivui Hashem to eat the ham sandwich. But yet somehow, if the Navi tells me that Yoel stole a ham sandwich from Elisha, we're not going to make Yoel pay. We'll make up your mind. Do you listen to a Navi? Do you not listen to a Navi? And let's clarify, so the answer is, apparently, Rambam is saying, Rambam Chaim points to the same as these three Gemaras. It says, Tosas drew from the Gemara Yavamas. Rambam is also saying, we believe the Navi. Is it that we don't believe the Navi? We believe the Navi. If the Navi told me to go steal, I would steal based on the Navi. But if the Navi tells me he stole, we don't make the guy pay. Why? We believe the Navi. That's what the Rambam Chaim points out. We believe the Navi. But we're not allowed to paskin shilas based on information that was not derived, that was not gotten through standard sources. And just to clarify, you know the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Tes, tells a not the same story. The Gemara there, the Machlokas Rebbe Lezer and the Chachamim, Rebbe Lezer, they have Machlokas about a halacha in Maseches Kalim, whether a particular oven is Makabel Tumah or not. And Rabbi Lezer and the Chacham are famously arguing, and Rabbi Lezer is a Tamar Shal Achanai. Rabbi Lezer refuses to accept their psak. And what happens? Remember, they vote, and the robe is against him. And he says, no, I'm convinced I'm right. And he starts calling for Nisim, and the Nisim happen. He says, if I'm right, the tree should move, and the tree moves. If I'm right, the water should flow backwards, and the water flows backwards. If I'm right, the walls of Beis Meresh, Kosle Beis Meresh Yochichu. And the walls start to... The base manager starts to collapse. And if Yeshua, Gemara says, Yeshua yells at the wall, says, who? Tamech Chachamim are having a machlekes in halacha. Who asked you to get involved? Excuse me, walls.
it stay in your lane. The Gemara says the walls get frozen, you know, in like some sort of angle. They didn't want to violate Rebbe Elazar. They said they didn't want to violate Rebbe Shua. And then, and the other time, the other members of Sanhedrin are not budging. Meaning, just to clarify, they had debated the merits of the case, the internal sugya in Kalim, about this Tanur's and Makabal Torah. They had debated for minutes, for hours, maybe for days or weeks. They debated, 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 gone back and forth and back and forth. And finally, after all the discussion was done, they were Omid Laminyan. And they voted, everyone gave their opinion, and Rebbe Elazar lost. And after Rebbe Elazar lost, he starts bringing all these other rights. So, three Nisim all happen at Rebbe Elazar's behest. The tree and the water and the walls. And then the Gemara says, Rebbe Elazar says, if I'm correct, min ha-shamayim yochichu. They should prove it from the heavens. And on cue, the baskol comes out of the sky. And Ram says, Rabbi, we saw the Rabban. And the baskol is like a lower level. The lower level is Nevuah, the lower level is Ruach HaKodesh. The baskol is even lower level. So the baskol comes out of the sky and says, Halacha Rebbe Elazar. Gemara says, Amar Rebbe Shua Raglav. Rebbe Shua gets up, stands on his feet, and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us about this. Oh, well over 1,500 years ago. Kadosh Baruch Hu told us in his Torah, Lo Bashamayimi, we are mechayev to ignore that baskal. We don't pask in Shiloh's base in Nevuah. That was only true during the first 40 years of halachic history. During the lifetime of Moshe Rabbeinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu was conveying Torah to us through specifically Nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu. Once Moshe Rabbeinu dies, Rambam writes the beginning of the Akdamah to Pirush HaMishnah, the most fundamental shift in the whole history of halacha is 40 years in, if you're counting from Matan Torah. Four years after Kabbalah Satorah, Moshe Rabbeinu dies. Lo b'shamayimi. From this point on, we have to figure it out. Okay. So, that Gemara is telling me you cannot figure out what the halacha is based on Nevuah or Ruach HaKodesh or Nisim and so forth. Here the Rambam is taking a step further. He's saying, we know what the din is. The principles of halacha we know. We know that if someone's Mechal Shabbos, it's Chayav Nisa. We know that if someone borrowed money, he has to pay back. That's not what we need the Nevuah for. Here the Nevuah, the Ramos case, the Nevuah is telling me the facts of the case, the historical or scientific facts, not the halachic principles. I know that the rule is if a person waters his lawn on Shabbos, it's Chayav Nisa. The question is, did this fellow actually water his lawn last week? And the Navi is telling me, yes, I know Ibn Abu, he watered his lawn b'mezid. Rambam says, we can't pass kinshilos based on data, based on facts that didn't come through the normal channels of Aedus. Whether it was inappropriate Aedus like in the Gemara Yivamis, because they were telling us facts that are true, but that they didn't remember, they just saw the shtar, or facts that are true, but they are psulim the Aedus because they're krovim, even though they're very reliable krovim. Or they're going to paskin based on what they saw at night when they were not kosher to be dayanim. Or what the Navi told me. I believe the Navi 100%. I would do what it's normally averis chamurus because Navi told me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, tell me to do it. But if he tells me data, I can't paskin a shayla based on that data. So what are you supposed to make? What are you supposed to make? It's what our Tosis says. As Rabbi Chanan points out, this is where we left off yesterday. He says, you have to know a very important yisod. And this is where it really drives the question home. This is the yisod that you got to know, bechlal. The Gemara says that 99 times out of 100, things are true even if no one saw them. If I, halacha l'maisa, a fender bender in the parking lot, you're pulling out of the parking spot, especially if you're still relatively new drivers. It's a couple months, maybe a couple of years for some chevra, maybe not even driving yet. So it's okay. So you're still learning. You miscalculate a little bit. It was a tight parking lot, and you scraped someone's car. I didn't mean to do it. I was trying to be careful, or I wasn't trying to be careful. Whatever. I was being responsible, irresponsible, whatever. Lamaisa. Adam Uad Liola, Mishnah Bava Kama, Adam Uad Liola. I'm Adam Masik, I'm Chayev. Am I Chayev? No one saw. No one saw. So the answer is yes, you absolutely are Chayev. And absolutely, it's not a Midas Chasidus. Me'ikra Adin, you're Mechayev to make sure that if you actually did damage to someone's property, that it gets paid back. in a parking lot, the only way might be to leave a note, and to leave a note in a way that you are ready to pay for the damage you did, but that he can't, in case the other fellow is not honest, you don't want to leave yourself open for him to somehow make up a story that you did five times as much damage as you did. So you probably want to take pictures and leave a note. I did, you know, I made a small dent on the right side, whatever it is. In case it's something you want to take care of, here's my phone number. Okay? Ideally, you figure out who it is. Maybe I know who the person is and let the person know. I'm really sorry. I did this damage. That's something you want to take care of. You know, a paper. It's on me. Right? You send a baseball or a golf ball, as the case may be, a tennis ball, through the next-door neighbor's window. So even if they don't know, no one was watching, you're mechuyev to pay. Rachman Litzlan, sometimes people are dishonest. If they think that no one saw them, they'll try to get away with it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw, and what happened. If I wronged someone else, I'm mechuyev to make good. And that's true the vast majority of the time. The vast majority of the time, things are true and count even if they weren't witnessed. Every once in a while, there's sort of like this quantum phenomenon in halacha, that things that every once in a long while, there's an exception where if it wasn't witnessed, if it wasn't observed, it didn't happen. What do I mean? Gemara and Kiddush Samachay, Amud Aleph, and Amud Beis. Starts on Amud Aleph, goes on to Amud Beis. There's a discussion. This is where we left off with last time. I'm in the restaurant, out with my fiance, and I'm so overwhelmed by my feelings for her that I decided we're not going to wait another month. I'm going to give her a ring right here, right now. I just went shopping this morning for a wedding band, so in a moment of impulsivity, I say, "Darling, here's the ring." Then afterwards I say, that probably wasn't the nicest thing to do to my parents. I think they were planning a wedding for a week, for a month from now. Okay, maybe we shouldn't have gotten married suddenly in the restaurant. Was it even valid? Was it valid? So Gemara says, look, the boy and girl show up to the rabbi the next morning and they both freely admit that's what happened. I gave her the ring. And I said, "Rabbi, congratulations." She says, "Yeah." He gave me the ring. He said, "Rabbi, congratulations." And I was ready to get married to him. So the first question the rabbi will ask is, well, who was watching? If there were not two Eidim Ksherim who were watching, the Kiddushin didn't happen. We believe them that he gave her the ring and that she willingly accepted it. And we believe them that he said Rabbi Kudeshusi and that she heard that. And we even believe them that they both intended to get married. But it's irrelevant. We believe them that event occurred, the Mesiras HaTabas, but nothing was chal. No halachic change happened because kiddushin requires not only the ma'aseh kinyan and the amira perhaps as well, but it requires edus. If there weren't edim, it's not just that we're not convinced that it happened. If there weren't edim, then it didn't happen. The giving of the ring happened, but the kiddushin doesn't work without edim. That's a rarity in halacha. We call that very, very, very important terminology. We are still markerless. Very, very, very important terminology. That what happened by kiddushin, it's a gemara by kiddushin. It's widely assumed to be true by get as well. We call it edus lekiyum hadavar. Edus that makes the thing stick. If it wasn't witnessed, then it wasn't chal. The edus is actually, it's like a sort of a, again, a little bit of a quantum type of a phenomenon. If it wasn't observed, it's not true. It's a rarity. We'll have to figure out maybe after Pesach why that is true. But that is, that's what the Gemara says by Kiddush. The Rishonim assume it applies to get as well. Maybe one or two other cases, some Rishonim discussed later on Daf Dal and Amud Aleph. But the vast majority of halacha is not that way. The Gemara Kiddush says, normally, Lo ivru sahadi ella l'shakri. If you saw that Gemara on the bottom of Samach Hey in the days, the Gemara has a whole dinamamina situation. A whole slew of Amoraim were involved in a situation. They were dividing shared property, and then they asked and said, "Look, there were no Edim were watching. We all agree that that was the deal. We made a kinyan. But we solidified the deal, I should say. But there are no edim. So Gemara says, Lo ivru sahadi el l'shakri. By dinim amenis, Lo ivru sahadi, Gemara kiddushan ha'evid, Lo ivru sahadi el l'shakri. Edim, sahadi, or ivru, were created l'shakri, to avoid liars. In other words, normally in halacha, edus is edus lebirur hadavar. I just need the edim to know what the facts are. If I went to the store and bought a bag of potato chips and paid you for it and walked out, no one else was watching. Do I own the potato chips? The answer is yes. Absolutely. If you claim that I stole it, so then we're going to come to Beis Din, where Beis Din is trying to figure, may ask for testimony. Muchzak, Edim, we'll have to figure it out. But fundamentally, if it's true, it's true. If I did indeed buy the chips from you, so then even if I can't prove it, it's still true. Because again, most of the time, all you need is edus lebirur hadavar. Just edim ti mevar, here are the facts. Again, as the Gemara Kiddushin says, lo ivru sahadi el l'shakri. Edim are normally created only for liars. If we all agree to what happened, the event was chal. Kiddushin is an exception. You'll probably get. Maybe one or two other cases. Those are exceptions where you require edus lekiyum hadavar. We need the edim to actually make it happen. But that's a rarity. And you've been at a chuppah. Have you been, how many years been at a chuppah in the last 2-3 years? So after they called from the Sarah Kedushin, they said, well, what do they do next? After the chassan walks down, the kala walks down, the kala walks around the chassan 7 times, and then the chassan sings the different piyutim, cover the chassan, cover the kala, and then they call up Mechubah with Sivya Kedushin, is whoever it is, whoever the time Kedushin, and then the very next kibbutz they call up are Eide Kedushin. Eide Kedushin. And the Eidim have to watch the chasm put the ring on the kala's finger, because Kedushin is an exception where you actually require Eidus Lekiyum Hadavar. If the Eidim didn't see it, it didn't count. But that's an exception. Kedushin Daf Samachet, that's an exception. Normally, lo ivru sahadi el shakri. Normally, only needs labira davar. So says Rav Chanan, I don't get it. If the facts are true, the facts are true. So I understand if you don't have proper edus for a kiddushin, it's not valid. But how can they have a gemara yavam is a gemara bava basra? Another gemara bava basra, a Rambam in the Pirush Mishnah Sanhedrin, that it's wrong. It's wrong to, you're not allowed to paskin a shayla if based on correct facts. It's a keneged adin to pasuk shai based on correct facts. If the edus wasn't proper edus, so much so that I shouldn't be goring to a situation where the bezin will think that they're getting proper edus and they're going to paskin and the taka got the facts right but the edus was wrong. What's so terrible? Lo evru sahadi el shakri beferush gemara kedush namchei. Normally, all you need, and 99% of the time, all you need is edus lebir hadavar. So the facts are true, they're true. So of course, a Beis Din is not allowed to go ahead and willingly, knowingly say, well, we're not sure if these edim are telling us the truth, and we know they're puzzle, but we'll just rely on them anyways. Of course, that's wrong, because the Beis Din is running the risk of getting it wrong. But to have all these cases with midrabanan, mezuyik mitocho, that's what's going on by mezuyik mitocho. They bring it back to Gittin. What's wrong with mezuyik mitocho? You're going to rely on a shtar. You're going to use a shtar that's signed by Edim Sulim, even though you don't need Edim at all, but maybe later on we're going to rely on these Edim Sulim somewhere else. And even if they tell me the truth, it's going to be a problem. Okay? Okay. So, but tell you the truth. They're telling me the truth. They're telling me the truth. I'm causing Beis Din to unwittingly rely on improper edim, but proper, correct data. What's wrong? What's wrong? Tosa says it, but how do you understand it? Questions? Shmuel, you have a question?
No, I haven't.
Solved.
Yeah.
Developed. Aaron.
Yeah. By the case of the marriage in the restaurant, we say it didn't happen. Is it that we're saying, I mean, we could still say that it happened, that it's just, it didn't it's not valid. It doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Correct. The act of that, correct. In case of, in the rare case of where you require Eis Lakima Davar, namely Kiddushin, the original case, correct. The act of Mesiras HaTabas happened, but the Chalos Kiddushin did not happen. It was a meaningless act. Correct. And therefore, if they decide in the end to break up, she owes him a ring. True. Hopefully that's not the way things go. Hopefully she'll hand him back the ring, or he'll go buy a second ring, and a month later, as scheduled, he will indeed give her that ring. The poskim discuss, in that vein, poskim discuss that it happens every once in a while. Very, very sad. When teenagers thought it was a big joke, and they had a pretend kiddushin, but a boy over bar mitzvah gives a girl over bas mitzvah an item that's worth more than shavah pruta, and in front of two kasher eidim says they're in the kudeshli but tabazu, and they all thought it was a big joke. So that's a sheila chamura ad lemaot. We have to. Moshe Feinstein once asked such a shaila on a post more recently. I had to deal with such shailas. Not time to play games with. If there was indeed Eis Lakima Davar, it's a problem. And by the way, you should know that in the opposite direction, oftentimes mamzerus can be averted because of this din. And let's say a woman was married, couple got married, they got divorced. They got divorced without a proper get, the halachically valid get. As we've scratched the surface of so many details that go into Hechsher HaGet. And then she went ahead and remarried. Married a new second husband. And now the children from the second husband start doing some research. Maybe at the time they weren't observant, and now the children from the second husband are Chozer B'tshuva. That's one way this plays out. Could play a lot of ways. And then they discover the married mother was married once before, and they start doing some research into their mother's get from her previous husband, and they discover the get was invalid, or there was no get. That's frightening. So obviously each of these situations has to be handled with great delicacy, with great care, and with extraordinary halachic competency. This is not just a shayla for, not every musmach is a higia lo ra for any shayla. Even a chacham sheigil or ra, this is a shaila chamur that goes to gedolei haposkim. One of the factors sometimes comes into play is sometimes what will save you in this type of case is maybe the first marriage wasn't valid. Why would the first marriage not be valid? So one common cause is if we can figure out, get the full list of people who are at the wedding, and we determine that there were not two kasher eidim among the whole list of people who were there, then we're safe. It could be that there were no men over bar mitzvah. If you didn't have more than one man over bar mitzvah who was not pasul mitam rasha and not pasul mitam karov, so sometimes you work that out. But sometimes this din is. I was giving you a cute case in the restaurant. They're engaged, but where the rubber hits the road, there was a real attempt to get married. They thought they were married. Then there was a divorce. A non-halachic divorce, and then there was a second marriage, and now we're trying to reconstruct, well, maybe we can save the children's second marriage, because maybe she's not an Eishas Ish, because maybe the first marriage wasn't valid, because maybe there was no Eidus, Lakiyim HaDavar. But again, coming back, and we'll take side questions afterwards, but coming back, Eidus Lakiyim HaDavar is very important, central, we'll get to it centrally, Bli Neder, in the sugya that will follow Pesach, when we go deeper into Dalet Amud Aleph, but for now, it's important as the exception that proves the rule. Kiddushin is Eis Lakima Davar. Get, according to the majority of Rishonim, Eis Lakima Davar. Maybe there are one or two other cases that some Rishonim say, maybe certain other cases require Eis Lakima Davar. But 99 times out of 100, most of Halacha, if the facts are the facts, and the facts are the facts. You need the Eidim subsequently to know, to verify. If there's debate, so then Lu'evru Sa'adi El Shakri. Is Labir Adavar is to prevent, to deal with people who are dishonest. You're not telling the truth, I'll bring Aiden to figure out what the truth really is. So how come we're saying here it's fundamentally wrong for Bezin to Paskin based on true data without proper Aiden? Lu'ivru Sahadi El Lashakr. So I want to unpack a little more. We'll kind of get you started. the end of Simon Chavzayin Kovetz Aris, and appears a little bit in Kovetz Shurim. Rav Shimon Shkap has something along these lines of the more Rav Shimon Shkap type language, and less direct, the very beginning of Shar Zayin of Shar Yosher, Shar Zayin Perek Aleph. Particularly, if you want to take a look, he's sort of going in a different direction, but he does, you know, raise this issue, particularly Dur Maschel V'chein. Dur Maschel V'chein is Shar Zayin Perek Aleph Shar Yosher. So it goes like this. Take a look. Take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. We'll work backwards. Take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. You have it in front of you, in the packet, Shulchan Aruch. Hilchas Eidus. Simen Lamed Dalet, Choshem Mishpat, Simen Lamed Dalet, Seif Aleph. Russia Apostle Eidus. We've been discussing different types of people, Apostle Eidus, here in Shulchan Aruch over here. Shulchan Aruch says, they sub Sukkim and Chumash. If a Jew qualifies as a Russia, that's sad, that there are Jews who qualify as Rishon. Nebuch. There are Jews who qualify as Rishon. Hopefully not too many. But Nebuch, there are some, even one. It's painful. We're not going to get into Siv Beis, you see, he starts to get into Eza Russia. What type of Aveira qualifies you as a Russia? Doesn't under what circumstance? A lot to talk about. Not everyone who does something wrong is a Russia, by a long shot. Chazon Ish famously talks about expanding the notion of Tinoch Shenishba, the new social reality that the majority of the world Jewish population grows up unaware of the concept of Dikdik Mahalacha. Okay. But leaving aside the details of implementation, you have a Jew who is a thief. Outright. He knows it's wrong, and he's a thief. You have a Jew who, maybe a Jew who wantonly violates other others. Lamaisa, the fellows of Russia. It says, Sif Aleph, Russia Apostle Agents. And then, we quote a Gemara in Shavuos. How do I know the next line is a Gemara in Shavuos? Well, a few ways, but the Be'er HaGolo, I think the great-grandfather of the Gra, a teeny tiny bays, sends you up to the top left corner, Be'er HaGolo. Is it Beis, Bryce, or Shavuos? Lamed on Beis. What did the Bryce and Masech of Shavuos have? I feel like Tasha Shia Dei Bechadei Yoshu Rasha. Let's say you need two Edom. So let's say two Edom come to Beis, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is the Eid Kasher. Shimon is a Rasha. Reuven saw the event occur. And he knows that it's true. He also knows that his fellow Eid Shimon is a Rasha. Ein Hadayanim Akirin Risho. Reuven knows that Shimon is a good for nothing, is a scoundrel, and Reuven knows that the Beis Din does not know that Shimon is Shimon the scoundrel. Reuven the righteous, and Shimon the scoundrel. So Reuven the righteous, Eid Kasher, he knows that his fellow Eid Shimon is, or especially if you're going to be a Litvus, so Shimon the scoundrel makes for better alliteration. So Reuven the righteous and Shimon the scoundrel. So Reuven, can Reuven come to Beis Din and be made? So says the Shulchan Aruch, no. Aster lo laharimo. Reuven is not allowed to appear in Beis Din alongside Shimon to give testimony. Af al pi shehi edus emes. Even though this is true edus, and by seeing the parentheses, Lashon ha-Rambam perikim ilkas edus. Okay, so Mechaber is getting this from the Rambam. The ain sarach lomar age kasha shu yodeh be edus lachavero the yodeh asha age sheni sheimo age sheker shasa lo lahad. Certainly, Reuven cannot be made if Shimon is lying. So, what was the first case? First case, Shimon's telling the truth. In other words, there are two things you can't do. If you are a righteous age, you're a big tzaddik, you're an age kasha. So, number two, you saw the event happen. But Shimon is showing up, he didn't see it. He's just making up that he saw it. You know the event did occur. Reuven and Shimon both come to say that Eitan lent Dovi $100,000. Reuven saw the loan. Reuven also knows that Shimon wasn't there. Shimon is a checker. Reuven can't be made with Shimon. But that was case number two. Case number one is Reuven and Shimon were both there. We both saw the loan. Or we both saw the car accident. Whatever it is that was coming to be made about. Reuven saw the car accident. And Reuven knows the Shimon is also there. We're all staying at the corner. It was terrible. Baruch Hashem, everyone walked away, okay? But there was a lot of damage, and now, you know, the Mazik owes the Nizak money. So we come to Beit Mazik, Susan, Nizik, and Beit Din, and the Mazik is looking for Eidim. So Mazik brings Reuven, then Mazik brings Shimon. And Reuven looks and sees the other Eid of Shimon. The second case from Shulchan Aruch was Reuven says himself, Shimon wasn't even there, he's about to lie and pretend that he saw it. The first case is he says, Reuven says to himself, I know Shimon was there too. He's about to tell the truth, namely, that he saw the accident occur. But he's Pasala Eidos. The Beis Din doesn't know that this fellow Shimon is a scoundrel. The Beis Din doesn't know this fellow Shimon is a cheat, a fraud, an Avarian, a Russia. Oster. Reuven is not allowed to be made. Reuven is not allowed to be made. What's wrong? Frick the Shach. The Shach on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. See, the Gimel in the parentheses sends you to the Shach is in Tosis position. Each of the four Halakim of Shulchan Aruch has two Nosei Kalim in Rashi and Tosis position. And for each of the four Halakim of Shulchan Aruch, you have a different mix of who's who. There's some overlap. The Shach is in Tosis position both for Yoredeya and for Choshen Mishpat. So here we have the Shach, Sivka and Gimel. Tzadi Ayin Gimel, Tzarechi and Galbedin Zeh. Says, this is very shver. Rachok mi svara. It seems so illogical. She Yoredeya, she Einyin Emes. Reuven knows that the facts are true. Reuven knows that the accident occurred. Reuven knows that the loan occurred. Velo Yoed Bishol Shasheni Pasol. Not getting made because the second one is possible. I don't understand. The Mazik is suing Nizik, and Taka the Nizik owes the Mazik money. The accident did occur. The loan did occur. And Reuven's not getting made because it's not even that the second one's going to lie. He's going to tell the truth also. He also saw it. That happens to be he's possible. It's not much the same as Tosis. Interestingly, the Shach does not. Some Nachron point out. The Shach didn't say this is a Tosis again. So the Shach says, I would have understood the Gemara totally differently. It's fascinating to see. Ilav Rashi v'Rambam v'Tur v'Shulchan Aruch. If not for the fact that Rashi, the Rambam, the Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch, all four explain the Gemara this way, the Shach says, I would have explained the Gemara a different way. Wow. This is the ultimate luli de mistafina. It's nice. It's a chutzpah to say, I'm going to argue with Rashi and Rambam. The chutzpah to say that I think they understood the Gemara incorrectly. He says, I wouldn't argue with them. But if they wouldn't have said it, if I was starring in the vacuum, just with a Gemara, with no Mefarshim, I would not have guessed that the Gemara means this. I would have given a different shot to the Gemara. Unrelated. Okay. And then towards the end, he tries to say, well, maybe there's a Gzeres HaKasav, the one aid passes the other aid. He's working on it. The Nesivus, though, on the bottom of Ktsos Nesivus fame, the Ktsos and Nesivus are not just independent Achronim. Here you see them in their original habitat. The Ktsos and Nesivus are written as Perushim on Chosh Mishpat, hence Ktsos HaChoshen and Nesivus HaMishpat. And just a tidbit to be aware of before we dive into the Nesivus, there are two sections to the Nesivus. You see, one's called Biurim, one's called Chidushim. They're usually the reverse, though. I'm not sure why. The Chelik Chidushim is usually more direct pshat. And the Chelik Biurim is usually longer Chidushim. Why he called this one Chidushim, that one Biurim? I don't know. How's that? Anyway, so here is the Nesivus, and the Chelik HaChidushim, Sifkat Aleph. I feel Eid Kasha. See, it's marked off. Right here. I feel Eid is Emes. Even though the Eid is true, he's explaining Shulchan Aruch. V'lon is Batalei Dusa Machmas Eid is Haposto. Shalom Ro'o B'yachad. He said, not like the Shach that maybe talk about a case or Epis because they're coming as they start as the pair, they're both possible. No. The Eid is absolute. My Eid is absolutely kosher. I feel Hachi Asir La'adimo. It's still us or why the Shach was put in his hair. How could it be? I saw, I'm an Eid Kasher. I saw something that's relevant to this case, and yet I'm not allowed to say it because the Beis Din won't know that my partner is a criminal. The other Eid, what do I have to do with the other Eid? Afilu Hachi, says the Shulchan Sivus, Asr la Ha'id Imo, turning the page, Machmas, Shurak Eid Echad. Because really, in truth, there's only one Eid, you. The other one doesn't count because he is a Rasha, unbeknownst to the Beis Din. HaBeis Din Shlo Yedu Berisho. Beis Din doesn't know that Shimon, the other eight, is a scoundrel. Yachshavu Shem Shnein Edim Yotziu Mamon Shelo Kedin. And the Nesivas ends Alavav Tav Delo Keshach. Alavav Tav is Urim V'Tumim. That's the Rabbi Yonis and Ibish is the sefer on Choshen Mishpat. Also very aptly named because inside the Choshen Mishpat was the Urim V'Tumim. So when Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz, who was a brilliant Talmud Chacham and had a very clever and wry sense of humor, so when he was writing a sefer on the Choshen Mishpat, he called it the Urim V'Tumim. And then I think as a result, when he wrote a sefer on Yeridei, he called it the Kresi Uplesi, which is a synonym for the Urim V'Tumim. I'm telling you, Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz said the Lokeshach. The Shach was so bothered, Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz, and the Nesiva supports him, saying, "What's the big deal? What's the big deal? What Taka Pshat? Taka. We're hung up on the Shach's Kasha. We're Taka. What's wrong? I'm causing the Beis Din to paskin incorrectly. Is it really incorrectly? Yotziu Mamon Shelo Kedin? Really? But it's true. I know it's true." And the Beis Din thinks it's true, and they're right that it's true. They also think that they have kosher witnesses, which is why they're going to go ahead with it. But what's wrong? I'm causing them to do what? So the answer probably lies in earlier, if you take a step back, we look in the Shulchan Aruch, but turn across the page to the Tur. Remember the Shachat said, oh, it's the Tur of the Shulchan Aruch. So here in the Torah, Rasha Pasul Lahayed, Al Tashas Yadchem Rasha Lios Eid Chamas. Pasul in Chumash. You're not allowed to allow a Rasha not allowed to say this. Pasul. And then he says that, Filo Eid Kasha, Dei Bechadish Rasha. Here this is the Torah, the son of the Rush, right in the 1300s, 2 centuries before the Shulchan Aruch. The Eid knows that the other guy is Rasha. Dayan and Ema Kirith Risha. Asro Lahayed. Afa Pishu Eid Yodeshu Eid is Emes. Why? What's wrong? Because you are joined with him. You put your hand, the pasuk we just called before, Al Tashes Yadchem Rasha, don't place your hand with a Rasha. You just did it! You're joined with a Rasha. So Beis Yosef says, what just happened? The Torah just made up his own Rasha. It's not the Torah's fault, the Rambam says it also. Beis Yosef says, the Gemara quoted Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Don't lie. Never tell a lie. Right? It's Uncle Moshe, Alpi, the Chumash. The truth is, in Shavuos Daf Lamed is a long string of cases which are usher because of Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Various cases of dishonesty, particularly in a financial or based in context, even if you're not outright lying, but there's something not 100% honest, Gemara says, Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Have to stay far away. Don't just avoid actually lying. Tirchak, stay far away from any Dvar Shek. So it goes a whole long list of different cases which are not 100% squeaky clean honest, and the Gemara keeps saying, Usser. You have to be squeaky clean honest, particularly in a financial or judicial context. Why? Midvar Sheker Tirchak. So Beis Yosef says, on the side of the Torah, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, he says, why did Rambam and Tur make up their own pasuk? Al Tashas Yadchem Rasha. Midvar Sheker Tircha. So in the footnotes, in this new edition, they point out, footnote number Gimel, says, well, the Gemara said, Midvar Sheker Tircha, Ayin Tosefta, the Yalfa Midichsev Al Tashas. Okay. The Gemara gives the pasuk Midvar Sheker Tircha. Tosefta gives the pasuk Al Tashas Yadchem Rasha. So both, so it's not the Rambam's own drasha, it's not the Tur's own drasha, it's Tosef. And there's more. The Bach, on the outside, the Beis Yosef is in the Rashi position on the Tur. The Bach is on the Tosef position. We know the Bach usually from his Hagos on the side of the Gemara, but he's named the Bach, Rabbi Yoel Circus is named the Bach because he wrote the Bayez Chadash, the Bach, on the Tur. The Bach's notes in the side of his Gemara reprints his Hagos of the Bach. He's called the Bach because he wrote the Bach, the Bayez Chadash on the Torah. And in the Bach, he says something gewaldic. You ready? He says like this. They're both right. It's true. Midbar Sheker Tirchag means that you have to avoid lying. You have to avoid anything that's even somewhat false. And therefore, for the aid to show up to Bezin and make it seem as though he is one of two kosher witnesses, he's not lying. He's telling us what he saw. He's telling me the truth. And he's not even presenting himself incorrectly. He isn't. He's presented as an aid kosher. He is indeed an aid kosher. But still, there's something slightly dishonest about this situation. He's not lying. He's violating Isser L'chatchila, Isser Maisa of Midvar Sheker Tircha. The aid, by saying what he's saying, he himself is in violation of Midvar Sheker Tircha. But the Bach appears to say the following. But there's more to it. There are two different issues. One is that the aid is participating, indirectly participating in deception and dishonesty. And that's Midvar Sheker Tircha. That's a problem for what the aid is doing. The second problem, Atashas Yatchem Rasha, is that Beis Din, he's causing the Beis Din to violate the Din. What's the Beis Din doing wrong? And remember, that's what the Nesivas had said. B'shem the Yes and Ibshins. Oi! You're causing the Beis Din to do something wrong. What did the Beis Din do wrong? Beis Din's not lying. They're not violating the Rasha Ketircha. They're violating Atashas Yatchem Rasha. Why even Atashas Yatchem Rasha? So as the Torah is explaining, the language, al tashas yadcha, very interesting language. Don't place your hand with a Rasha. It's very poetic. Say, don't listen to the Rasha. No. You can't participate with the Rasha. That tells me that that it's wrong for Bezin this point. That it's wrong for Bezin to paskin a Shaila, a Din Torah, based on an aged Rasha, even if the facts are true. And now you plug it back in. Rabbi Chanan sends you to this Ivis. I think even more so if you plug in the Bach, it all works out. There is indeed such a rule. And you're right, the Shach was right. In theory, in a vacuum, I should have said, as long as the facts are correct, Beis Din has certain rules that L'chatchila have to follow, because they want to make sure that they end up with the correct data. But if I know they're going to end up with true facts, so what does it matter if I cause them to unwittingly rely on inappropriate edus? The answer is, that's the Xeris HaKasav of Al Tashas Yadcha in Russia. The Hashasa Azasa. They're participating. That you have to part. It's not enough to get the answer right. Beis Din has to follow proper procedure. It's a separate halacha. The way Rav Chanan presents it, he says, in such a case, where there were all these cases, Yivam Muslim and Aleph, Baba Basar Kuf and Tez, Baba Basar Kuf Yigimel Kuf Yudal, the Rambam in Sanhedrin, or Shmuz Daflamet. All these cases were based in Paskin based on correct data, but incorrect methodology. Rabbi Chanan says, if we figure it out later that the Eidus was improper but the facts were true, they don't have to give the money back. It's not Gezel. The Din was true, but the Beis Din violated Isser Maisa. It's not Gezel. The facts are the facts. The facts are true even if they weren't properly witnessed. But there's a halacha that Beis Din has to follow proper procedure. It's independent even of issues of truth. They have to follow proper procedure to make sure they get the truth. But independently, they're mechuyit to follow proper procedure. One way of thinking about this, I'm glad to take questions soon, is the Mishnah at the end of, at least as a melitza, at least as an expression, if not more, the Mishnah at the end of the first paragraph of Avos talks about the three things upon which the world stands. Din, Emes, and Shalom. So I think one way to at least poetically capture what we're saying here is that Beis Din has to accomplish both Emes and Din. The fact that they got the truth is necessary but insufficient. Of course they have to paskin based on the truth. But it's not enough that it's Emes. It also has to be proper Din. It has to be proper procedure. And there's an independent aveira for Beis Din to paskin a shayla, to paskin din Torah, even with the correct data, but based on improper edus. And that's what's going on, Yivam Mazdaf Lam and Aleph, and that's what's going with the PMO Peaks of them. Even though the facts are true, you can be Gorim and Beis Din to rely on edim that that are actually improper Eidim, or with the Eidim who are Krovim, or the Dayam who saw at night. What does it matter? But the facts are true. Yes, it's Emes, but it's not Din. Or Shvus Aflamet Aleph. Etake is Emes, and the one who got the money, the Mazik, Nizik pays the Mazik because of the accident. The accident did occur. He did owe him $250,000. But if the aid, Reuven the righteous, was made together with Shimon the scoundrel about the accident that did indeed occur and that they both saw, number one, Reuven in so doing violates Midbar Sheker Tirchak, because he said the truth, but he participated in a larger situation which included Shimon the scoundrel. That was not squeaky clean honest, a violation of Midbar Sheker Tirchak on the aid's side. And he was also goring for the Beis Din to unwittingly violate Al Tashas Yadchem Rasha. They paskin based on Emes, but not based on Din. The Navi, I absolutely believe that the Navi telling me the truth. If the Navi told me go eat HaKadosh Baruch Hu said today I have to eat a ham sandwich, I would eat the ham sandwich. With a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Shemayim. L'shem Yichud, get involved in the Yehudim. I'll do it however you express your L'shem Shemayim type. But if the Navi tells me I know that Elisha stole a ham sandwich from Natan, we can't base and cannot make Elisha pay. Why? We believe the Navi that's true. It's Emes, but it's not Din. There are rules for how you paskin. For there are rules of beer, and you need to follow the rules of beer. The facts are true, but not through proper methodology. It's about that. That's exeris hakazval tashas yadchem rasha. It's Emes without Din, and you need both. Emes is absolutely necessary, but not in and of itself sufficient. And I would close with the following. Here's the last twist, Rabbi Yisrael. One of the cases that Rabbi Chanan had mentioned, where it's, to use our terminology now, Emes ben Adin, is the Rambam in Perek Nigmar Adin in Sanhedrin, Perek Vav Mishnah Beis, but not Paskin and Shaila based on data, facts, realia that the Navi told me. There is a fascinating turnaround in the reverse direction. When the Rambam, that's the Rambam in Sanhedrin saying that Sanhedrin can't rely on a Navi. There's a Rambam when he talks about Nevuah. Where does the Rambam talk about Nevuah? In several places. But in the Mishnah Torah, it's primarily in the first section, Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. Most of the Ikari Amuna, or the Yesodei HaTorah, are discussed, not all of them, but most of the 13 Yesodei HaTorah are discussed in the Rambam of Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, beginning of Sefer Hamada. Perek Zayin is about Nevuah, which is Iker number 6. Perek Ches is about Nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu, which is Iker number 7. In both Prakim, he makes the following point. He said, we're not going to get into Jesus. We said before there is a way to certify Navi. If a Navi is certified, Mechoyik listens to him. Maybe he's certified, but then he went on. Maybe he fooled us somehow. It's hard to fool. The certification process is pretty foolproof. Could be somehow he fooled you. Or the fellow has Bechir Chavshas. Maybe he used to be a Navi, but now he became a Rosh and he's making stuff up. Everyone has Bechir Chavshas. So the Navi comes and tells you, go eat the ham sandwich. Why are you going to eat the ham sandwich? The Navi comes and tells you, go buy the field, go sell the field. You mechit was the Navi. Why? Maybe he's lying. Do you know for sure he's telling the truth? Says the Rambam something fascinating. He wrote the end of Perek Zayin of Yesodei HaTorah. Take a look later. Actually, she asked also what to say to Navi. It could be that he fooled you. Afa pichei mitzvah l'shmolo. But once he's a certified Navi, Mechuyit listen to him. He seems to be, it seems correct. He's Adam Gadol, Chacham, Rai, Nevuah, etc. So you assume that if he was already certified, he remained certified. Shebekach nitzavinu, that's the tzivui. The halacha says, Kershbo told us, it's all not because of the Navi himself, not because of his charisma, because it says in the Chumash, Kershbo told through Moshe Rabbeinu, a love tishmon. Just as Rabbi Roblowski pointed this Rambam out to me probably 20 years ago. Kemoshen is tavinu lachtocha din apishne eidim ksheirim. The halacha also says paskin based on eidim. Maybe they're also lying. It's unlikely that shnei eidim kshayim who are cross-examined and corroborated. Unlikely they're lying, but it could be. But the halacha says that's what you do. Kach nistavinu. He says in Yisodi HaTorah Zayin Zayin. He says it again in Perek Ches. Let's leave that parakas. Parakas is a little more complex. But he says it clearly in Parak Zayin, Halacha Zayin. What did he used to say? His ironic turnaround. We don't rely on a Navi, the Rabbi told us in Sanhedrin, to pass in a Shaila. But Eidim we do rely on. Because it's a better beer. But ultimately, Rambam says in Yisodei HaTorah, no beer is 100%. No beer is 100%. Maybe the Navi's making it up. Maybe the Eidim are making it up. It's unlikely. But ultimately, I believe the Eidim, and ultimately, I believe the Navi, because the Chumash says so. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, he goes on to discuss in Parakhez why we're even more convinced of Nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu. But ultimately, that becomes the source of knowledge for everything else. The basis for believing the Eidim is the same as the basis for believing the Navi. Sivri HaTorah, Kach Nitztavino. Ultimately, no beer is absolute. So we were saying, we started by saying, it's all about Emes. So if you have the Emes, what does it matter? And then we came to recognition, the Nesivos, the Rebbeinu and Eibeshitz, the Bach, all in Chosh Mishpat Siman Lamadal. No, there are two Dinim. Because the din has to be emes and not sheker. There's also a din that it has to be din. It has to be through proper procedure. Ultimately, it's, in a certain sense, all din. In other words, the fact that we rely even on regular eidim is we're assuming it's emes because that's the din. We're assuming that eidim are telling the truth. There's reason to believe they're telling the truth, as Rambam stresses. Look, there are people who, as far as we know up until this point, have been kosher individuals. And we cross-examine them and separately, and we corroborate, No, there's certainly reason to believe they're telling the truth, but there's always a possibility that they planned it well and they're lying. So there's always a possibility that Navi is lying. And nowadays, the reliance on the Navi ultimately based on Tzivui Hashem and the Chumash, reliance on the Eidim is also ultimately based on Tzivui Hashem and the Chumash. And from that perspective, it all falls into place. In other words, yeah, ultimately, we're supposed to use the system that Kaddish Baruch Hu gave us. No beer that we're going to think up is going to be absolute. And Kaddish Baruch Hu gave us standards of evidence. And Kaddish Baruch Hu told us, ultimately, rely on the Eidim because Kaddish Baruch Hu told us to rely on the Eidim. So not only does the halacha expect us to use proper procedure in order to get at MS, but halacha also expects us fundamentally to use proper procedure. This is assumed to be emes because kach nitztavinu. And if I happen to know that's emes without it, you still have the kach nitztavinu. You have the emes and the din, and that is the yesod that appears all over Shas, and that is formulated coming back to our Tosfos. And that finally is the pshat in our Tosfos. Yes, indeed. Based on Tosh Yadchem Rasha, based on the kach nitztavinu of the Rambam Yesodi HaTorah Perek Zayin, absolutely. My knowledge of the Beis Din is getting it right is not enough. I cannot do anything to cause a Beis Din to even unwittingly issue a psak that corresponds to reality and to emes, but is even unbeknownst to them based on the sort of evidence that is improper. I need to have both emes and din. I need to both avoid the al-bit ba-shekher tirchak and also avoid al-tashas yatcha im rasha. So this wraps up this sugya. We have one leg left to the world, to this lengthy sugya of Eid Chesim HaKarsi and Mesir HaKarsi. We will get to the Emir Tashem after Pesach. That will take us back to the world of Eid Zakim HaDavar, and there will no longer be a sideshow. Eid Zakim HaDavar then will be the main focus, one of the main foci. And we'll come to the Emir Tashem after Yom Tov.